Lauren wrote in to robotoftheincomparable.com and said the spacesuits used during the Polaris Dawn SpaceX flight had me wondering about what is a spacesuit. The Apollo and Shuttle EVA suits have their own power, air supply, heating and cooling, and thermal and micrometeorite protection. The SpaceX suits lack most of these features and require an umbilical connection to the Crew Dragon ship. So are they really spacesuits?
Well, you know, like TIE fighters, which lack life support internally because it's less expensive, and so the suit has to provide life support. Sometimes evil capitalists will cut corners in ways that don't affect them personally because it saves money. Anyway, I'm going to say a spacesuit is anything that you can wear that makes it so you don't immediately die in space.
Yeah. Also, I think Lauren's premise is wrong. The Apollo landing spacesuits had to be independent,
right?
But the shuttle has those EVA suits that you can fly around, but mm-hmm. but a lot of them I think in the Apollo program early on were not independent. Having an umbilical is not an unreasonable thing for a spacesuit to have unless you want to free roam. So yeah, I think the point of the spacesuit, I have a related concept here for you, John, which is there's a famous picture of the astronaut in the portable EVA suit, because there's even variations on like what you take out with you on the ISS. There are variations of it. There was that portable EVA suit that was like you could fly out like 50 yards,
like George Clooney in Gravity.
Exactly. And what people said about that is technically it's a spaceship. It's a personal spaceship because it's got its own thrust. It's got its own life support for the people on the inside, and it can go wherever it wants, and it's not tethered to anything. I think it's a stronger argument to say that that thing is a spaceship than to say that something that you can wear and not die in space is not a spacesuit.
No, it's not a spaceship though, because like it's like saying the jetpack that you wear, you know, the jetpacks from the 70s, or like, you know, stunt people put on the jetpack and hover in the air or whatever. It's like saying that is a naval vessel or an aircraft or airplane. It's not. It's a backpack that you fly in, right? It's not a spaceship. Spaceship, you have to be inside.
Well, I mean, but he is inside. He's just really, really, really inside.
No, he's wearing a spacesuit and he has a backpack on. It's not even a space motorcycle because he's not riding it in the same way.
It's true. Imagine.
It's like a jetpack, a backpack, a motive backpack that brings you around space. But it is not a spaceship. We know what a spaceship is, and that ain't it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, spacesuit is pretty easy. The only thing that might be a tricky part is, what if I give you a suit that is sealed against space and will keep you alive, but has no life support? So basically, when you run out of oxygen inside the suit, you die. That would be like a practical joke spacesuit.
Novelty.
A very bad spacesuit. But still, if you had to, for example, run across the surface of the moon to prevent a nuclear meltdown, you'd prefer that over duct tape.
Now, though, good reference. Reference acknowledged. But how about this, though? If it's a suit that allows you to survive on the surface of the moon, is it not a moon suit?
Well, the thing about the surface of the moon is it's pretty much the same there as space, except for the bottom part where there's dust.
Yeah, but you gotta have like shoes. You gotta have the bottom part because you gotta move around. You got
sure,
there's
sure,
some gravity.
Yeah.
There's you're not floating. There's some gravity.
I know,
there.
but like where most of yourself is in it's unlike Earth. When you stand on the moon, pretty much all of you is in space.
Okay, but what about Mars? Mars has an atmosphere. It's tenuous.
Yeah,
it's not breathable, but now you're on Mars. What is
that? A Mars suit? You could have something that keeps you alive on Mars that absolutely would not keep you alive in space.
It's true. In fact, there's at the warmest point, on the warmest day, in the warmest place on Mars, you could probably just stand out there in your clothes as long as you had something to breathe with.
Yeah, don't do that, though.
Don't do it. Don't.
Have you seen what happens to your eyes in Total Recall?
But you could, you just, you know, again, Mars suit, it's different. Anyway, thank you, Lauren. It's complicated, but those are spacesuits. We're going to give it to them. We're going to give Polaris Dawn the credit there.
Yep.
They're spacesuits.
Robot or not.